The word for today is how to set your goals, part 3. In Proverbs 3, verse 5, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Trust in God more than in yourself. That doesn't mean you should go through life doubting and second-guessing yourself or being afraid to move in case you make a mistake. When you recognise and embrace God's plan for your life, you tap into the power you need to fulfil it. False humility will handicap you spiritually, mentally, and emotionally and keep you from moving forward. When God called Jeremiah to be a prophet, he protested, "I am a child." That's Jeremiah 1 verse 6. But listen to what God told him in verse 7. "Say not, I am a child. As surely as the tongue can bring death or life, you must learn to speak God's word over the vision he has given you. Yes, it's a mistake to think you can play God's role or that he can play yours. But once you understand your personal assignment and tap into his power, you can start believing for success, regardless of what obstacles may stand in your way. When you know you're in the will of God, doing what he told you to do, you can stand confidently on these scriptures. From Zechariah 4, 6, "Not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." From Joshua 23, verse 10, "One man shall chase a thousand, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you as he promised." And Psalm 138, verse 3, "In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul." You're not alone today. God is with you. And that's the word for today on UCB.